It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And coming up this Saturday, a special seminar for about spousal and survivor's benefits for veterans. And Doreen Kirkus and Jennifer Ellis in. Doreen, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Kyle, for having us here with you this morning.
Yeah, talk about what's going to be going on.
Well, I'm Doreen Kirkus, the Interim Secretary of the Associates of Vietnam Veterans of America, Incorporated, the Umpqua Valley Chapter 805. And I have with me Jennifer Ellis. She is the Regional 8 Director and our President of our AVVA for our local chapter. We have we want to let all veterans and their spouses know about a special event that we have coming up. We are sponsoring, and it was to give them information on some of their benefits. This event's titled Spousal and Survivor's Benefits. It will be on Saturday, November the 8th from 10 until 2 o'clock at Garden Valley Church here in Roseburg. The address is 3047 Garden Valley Road.
So what are some of the things you're going to cover at this?
Well, our keynote speaker is going to be Mary Newman. She is with the Douglas County Veterans Services Office. And we are the Roseburg VA Medical Center is going to include speakers from the Offices of Benefits and Eligibility, Hospice and Palliative Care, Environmental Health, and the Advocate Office. Then we're going to have additional speakers that are going to include a local funeral director, the Roseburg VA National Cemetery Director, and the VA Honor Guard Commander.
Wow, so you got a lot of people involved in this.
Yes, and we're also, the speakers are going to give their knowledge concerning the educational benefits, spousal benefits, benefits for military children, and preparation for end of life. That also includes death benefits. We're going to have a short break for refreshments. We're going to have paper and pens there provided so that people can ask questions after the seminar guest speakers have finished. And then we're going to have resources and handout materials. And let me see, I'm the contact person. My phone number is 559-790-8315 if anyone has any questions. So it's going to be this coming Saturday, November 8th.
Perfect. Jennifer, what can you add to all of this in terms of what people ought to know about, why they should attend?
I believe they should attend because it's really important to have that conversation with your spouse. Sometimes we have the long goodbye when we have time to plan and have things ready for that day. And then there are times when it's suddenly, and we want to even plan for the suddenlies. So being able to have your paperwork together, the DD-214, your marriage license, passwords, things such as that, that you have put away in a safe place. And we do have what's known as a paper safe. It's a packet that you can put all those items in and keep it in your safe so that you're prepared for that day. Because when that happens, I can speak from experience, when it suddenly happens, you're not thinking clearly because you're dealing in, you're in shock and trauma. And so all depending on how things happen, and then suddenly your spouse is gone. But I do want to say another thing and add this is that we do have another program. It's a grief group called From Heartbreak to Hope. We meet on the last Wednesday of the month. And that's at the Umpqua Art Center on Harvard from 9 to 10 in the morning. And if anyone is interested in participating in that, has already gone through the experience, my number is 541-373-1030. And you can get a hold of me so we can introduce you and just have you come into the group and know that it's a safe place.
You know, it's amazing when you think about documents and things like that. And a lot of times, I mean, everybody does it a little differently, but a lot of couples, you know, they each kind of take different things that they deal with. And, you know, if you ask them what their spouse's, you know, email address is, you might you might know the email address, but you probably don't know the password. And then something happens and you're trying to access it and you got a whole lot of work to do at a time that you really have plenty of other things to focus on.
I also want to suggest the couples making an appointment with our VSO, our local VSO's office, so that they can go there and have that conversation again with the VSO, so the VSO can help with any benefits that they're not aware of and having any diagnoses added to their record. It's really important for everything to be up to date as possible.
All right, ladies, anything else you want to add in, let people know about before we go?
No, we look forward to seeing you.
And if anyone would like to attend our meetings, the AVVA meetings, it is the third Tuesday of the month, 10 o'clock at the Vine Street Baptist Church.
All right, Doreen and Jennifer, thanks for coming in. 8:37 at the Morning Report.